Today's learning is dedicated to Sefer Nishmas, William Ben William, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. Schwab, and the Shlomo should have an aliyah. With Sefer Nishmas, Reb Moshe Ben Reb Shlomo Zalman, sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Zalman Dorfberger, on the day of their yard site, may the learning be a schus for their Nishmas. Okay, we are up to Amem Tes Amid Beis, and we are up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines before the end of the narrow lines, the last word on the line. Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Yehuda, Chayrach HaGaisa Metzvase, 1 ate the cereal porridge, porridge with his fingers, the Chayrach HaBaduhutza, and they were eating out of the same bowl, the big bowl, they had enough porridge for both of them, and one ate it with his fingers, and one ate it with a piece of wood, I would say something similar to a chopstick, but I don't know what he calls it.
Bark.
Yeah, okay, so something similar, used as a spoon, or a chopstick, whatever way you want to say he did it, but that's how he ate his, what's the name again? I'm looking for the rush here, I don't know, there it is. Okay, and that's where he ate his porridge.
I'm sorry, where are we?
I started 7 lines before the end of the narrow lines of Mem Tes Amud Beis.
Thank you.
So Amar Lei, the Achol Bahutza, the Achol Betzvasei. So the one that was eating with the chopstick said to the one that was eating with his fingers, Ad Masei Atamachaleni Tzoyascha. Until when will you feed me the dirt under your nails, dirt on your fingers, by you immersing your fingers, taking it to your mouth, putting back your fingers, the dirt under your fingers is entering the porridge, and I have to end up eating it. Amalei, this is Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi Yehuda, so we're talking about Meroim now. Amalei, Amalei, Betzvasei, Dachol Betzvasei, so the other one answered him back, Ad Masata Machileni Roicha, until when are you going to feed me your saliva? Because you're putting your bark into your mouth, it gets your saliva, then you put the bark back into the porridge, and I'm eating your saliva. So the Mepharshim speak out, and the guy that ate with his fingers also put the saliva back. The answer is, again, I'm just saying what they say. When he ate with his fingers never entered his mouth. He brought it close to his mouth and took it off the top of the fingers, whereas the one that ate it with the bark put the bark into his mouth. Therefore, one had saliva coming out, and one didn't have saliva coming out. End of story. That's what the Gemara says. It doesn't say anything else. I have nothing to add. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, they brought in front of them Bluspian, which is a kind of fig. That's what the Rush says it is, so we'll trust the Rush. Rabbi Yehuda Akal, Rabbi Yehuda ate it. Rabbi Shimon lo yachal. Rabbi Shimon did not eat the fig. Amar le Rabbi Yehuda, my time of the Yochomar. Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabbi Shimon, why aren't you eating it? Amalei Rabbi Shimon, Eilu and Yaitzimid, they mayin kalikar. These things never leave your intestines, meaning it doesn't digest well, and it stays there, so it's unhealthy. It's a kind of thing, a food, that doesn't digest well, and because it doesn't digest well, it's not healthy. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, Kol Shekhen Shidis Mechaleim Lamachar, as the Gemara will explain later on. Rabbi Yehuda was very poor. So to him, food that doesn't digest well keeps him from getting hungry. So it's worth it. Yes, you're right. It doesn't digest well. That's good. I won't have to, tomorrow I won't be hungry when I don't have what to eat. So I like this. And Rabbi Shimon, who obviously had more food, wasn't concerned about that, would rather not have food that doesn't digest well. Dr. Rush. Machileni Roicha, Hanidvag Behutza. Now, I will explore him a kaneach menorayk. The rest says differently than I spoke out. I saw it somewhere. But the rest says he used to wipe his fingers from the saliva, so the saliva never got into the food from him. Machileinu tzayascha, she made tzipayron lebasar to the nail in your flesh. Pluspin mintainim. Dr. Gemara Vaiter. Rabbi Yehuda aviyasav kameh to Reb Tarfim. Rabbi Yehuda was sitting in front of Reb Tarfim. Amale Reb Tarfim. So Reb Tarfim said to Rabbi Yehuda, Hayoyim panecha tzuhuvim. Today, your face is shining. You look more shining than you regularly look. You have a beautiful hadras panim today. Amalei, MS yesterday, Yatsa Batachal Asada, the servants went out to the field. They vino lanu tarden, and they brought us beets. Am I right? Vachlanu b'loy melech. And we ate it without salt. And that caused our face to shine more. The machalnu b'melech, had we had salt, coach grain, shayu b'nei nutsuvim, we would have been even more shining. Okay? Why we're saying this? I guess we got involved in foods with Daita, and we went to the saliva of Daita, and then we went from there to the figs, and now we're going to the beets. Dr. Gemara Vaita, Amrahi Metranusil Rabbi Yehuda. This Roman matron told Rabbi Yehuda, My Rabbi Ravi, you're a Rebbe, you're drunk. You look like a drunk. Your face shines like somebody that inebriated a lot of alcohol. You're a Rav, you're a Rebbe, and you get drunk? She asked it as a question, like, hello, doesn't fit your position. Amalei hamnusa biyadi, believe in my hand. I mean, I think it's a lesson of like a promise. What does he call, what does he say?
By the honor of that woman, I would be swearing
falsely. Hamnusa biyadi, by the honor of you, I tell you, ita'im nel and kedusha v'avdalta, the only wine I drink is kiddush and avdalah, v'abor kasu de peschi, and four kaisas on Pesach, v'chigrani tzidoi, and I have to girdle myself, min ha'pesach ha'atzeres, meaning I have to tie my sides. I think it means the sides of his head, before he says, because of a headache from the wine that he drinks Pesach, all the way to Shavuos. Now, he drank two kaisers every Shabbos, but it doesn't seem that that affected him for the rest of the year. It's only when he drank the four that he had a headache for 6 weeks, six, 7 weeks, until Shavuos. So I don't drink alcohol. Ella, chachmas adam tarapanov. A person that's wise makes his face shine. Meaning, if you live the life I live, your face will shine also. No, that's what he told him Tarfin that day, because he told him you look more shiny than regular. Here, she looked at him and said, his regular look was one of somebody who looks like he inebriated. So he told her, I tell you not. Now, I just want to point out a few things. Number one, what happened to drinking wine on Shavuos? Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov. What happened to drinking wine on Purim? Doesn't say he drank on Purim. So on Yom Tov they say that if you don't enjoy wine, there's no chiyuv. It's supposed to be Simchas Yom Tov. If it's not Simcha, you don't have to drink. And on Purim they say that there's also the price can bring down that if wine hurts you, you're not mechuyev to drink wine on Purim. So Mamel on those days, he had an out. But on Dalet Kaisis and on Kiddush and Havdalah, he didn't have an out. Now why didn't he make Kiddush and Chala? First of all, there's Machlokes Rishonim if you could make Kiddush and Chala. Maybe he held you can't, I don't know. But he made Kiddush and Havdalah on wine, and Dalet Kaisis because he had no out. There is a Sfas Emes that answers Shavuos and Purim differently. At least he answers Shavuos and they compare it to Purim. Sfas Emes says that Shavuos, because it's Yom Kabbalah Satayra, the wine doesn't affect, it dissipates the fear of Pachad of Kabbalah Satayra. The man stands in awe, just the day of Kabbalah Satayra, that the wine has no effect on it. It just does, it goes away in his system. So he went to Purim the same thing. Since Purim was Kimu B'Kiblu, so it was also a day of Kabbalah Satayra, so he could drink wine those days, but it had no negative effect. That's the Sasamas' shot, that the fear, the pakar of Yom Kabbalah Satayra took away any effect that wine would have on him. So he didn't have to mention that, because that didn't leave him with any side effects. Yes, Doctor.
I was just going to say that Rabbi Dicker, without attribution, did 3 by 50
from
the first. It was out of modesty. He didn't want to say.
I might have seen that somewhere. Can hear you.
The Rabbi Yehuda lived in the Mount of Mayas?
No. Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva lived with Mount of Mayas and after his Mount of Mayas. But Rabbi Yehuda was the five Talmidim that, one of the five Talmidim Rabbi Kiva found after his yeshiva died out. It sounds like that happened after Churban HaBayit. I mean, for sure, Rabbi Yehuda didn't become a Rebbe until after Churban HaBayit. Just to go through it quickly, Rabbi Yechim and Sakai was the Nasi, and he left Yerushalayim during the Churban, famous story. His Talmidim were Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, they're the ones that carried him out, and from Yerushalayim, and Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua's Talmidim was Rabbi Kiva, and his Talmud was Rabbi Yehuda. So, again, it doesn't place him too far away from the bias, but this is after Zman HaBayit. Yes? I said that. He was the Talmud of Goz of Shul.
Now, some lady out here in India is asking your, looks like your, so you say, okay, so I don't drink. So you make the mistake, right? You have to tell a whole different story. Now, I'm done with it. Stop where you're at. You don't explain her anything. Just say, I don't drink.
Not true, you do drink.
But that, you know, she doesn't have to know that.
People ask me, I go to a medical office. After I go to a doctor's office today, the first thing they ask me is my wife beats me. Right? They ask me, are I safe at home? Those are the questions that they ask me.
Yes, you have a wife. What?
They didn't ask me. Never asked me.
Is that why?
No, beats, not that beats. Anyway, they ask me.
They're not.
I know, I understand. Okay. Whatever it is, they ask me, okay. Then they ask me, do you drink alcohol every week? Now, I drink alcohol every week for Kiddush and Havdalah. Like Rabbi Yehuda, except that he got headaches and Baruch Hashem, I don't. I tell them I drink 4 ounces of alcohol a week. Well, I said, well, you say I don't drink alcohol. It's not true. I do drink alcohol.
That's what the doctors ask.
I'm sorry?
Religiously.
Religiously, yeah.
That's what the doctor's asking you. She's not a nurse, a doctor. She's a doctor. She cares about it.
Again, he's not lying to her. He's being honest. What's wrong with honesty? What's wrong with honesty?
You don't have to say it.
It's not true. He can't say, I don't drink alcohol. Be a lie.
I'm saying, the reason I look so good is not because of, I mean, the reason I look so bad has nothing to do with it. It's not.
Okay, I don't see the gotcha yet.
No,
I only drink ripe kais. I don't know what's in the kais. I'll never measure it. I don't go crazy in these drinks. I have a Kiddush cup, but I assume it's 5 ounces. And I drink ripe. I don't drink the whole thing. No, I don't. Not for Kiddush, not for alcohol.
No,
but I do make Kiddush in wine, not in grape juice. I do make Kiddush in wine.
I do drink wine also. The sugars have less alcohol.
I'm not saying I do this from kite. I do it because of my bad diabetes. It's better drink wine than grape juice.
We see new grape juice, fresh and pressed grape juice, throughout Mara.
Yeah, okay.
Why weren't they drinking zero?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just reading the thing. You look like a man that's the most relaxed man I ever saw in the world. Now, who are the most relaxed people? People that make a lot of money without a lot of work. And the two ways you make a lot of money without a lot of work is you raise pigs. They're high profit, low work job. Or you lend people money for interest, where your money makes money and you don't have to do a thing to work. You're very relaxed, very happy. Your face looks the picture of relaxation. So it's amazing, you told them. Us Jews don't do either. We don't raise pigs, and we don't lend money to rivers. Ella, Esther Vabon Besakise, Islam and Besa Me Madrasha. There are 24 bathrooms between my house and the Me Madrasha. The Chosha Bishad and Nichmas Cholach Viacha. And I make sure my body is clean. No matter how many bathrooms I need underway, I make sure by the time I get to the Beis Medrash, it's clean. And by keeping a clean body, I keep myself looking relaxed. Now, why didn't he say Klach Masavim Torah Panov? I'm not sure. I didn't look around. I came up with two terutzim on my own. And maybe Rabbi Archibald said differently. I came up with either. He wasn't asking about the shine of his face. He was asking about the look of relaxation, slightly different than the shine of the face. Well, and therefore he gave him a different answer. Or he didn't think that the Tzuki had to know about Chacham Asadim Tzara Panav, and he figured he could tell this to Tzuki. Now, why by the matron did he say differently? I don't know. Yes?
Rabbi Dicker says from the Marsha that it's the same explanation as last time. He didn't know.
Fine, okay. That's right. Yes?
It's sort of about raising the stake that it's all of the parts.
Everywhere. Or Magal Kotarim. Mishnah and Baba Kamal.
And the Sefer Shabbos and
again, a guy had, I mean, I don't remember talking about pigs. If you told me that it does, I don't remember. But Rabbi Schiff doesn't remember neither. That puts a very big hole in that assumption. If he doesn't remember it, it's not there. But I don't remember it. But anyway, so Mishnah says, oh, my God, because I can't change that.
That's what he
says.
His pigs, but not for eating.
Okay, no, it doesn't say you're ready. Yeah, it does. That's a Taishas of Sachem. It talks about selling pigs for footballs, high pigskin. Taishas talks about selling tray for things. You're not allowed to do business with tray for things. That's not McGoggle. It's a Taishas of Sachem that deals with that. It doesn't say you can raise for that. It says you can do business with them if it's not for eating. Like, how can you sell horses? I said, yes. But that's really off the subject. The new subject about doing business with trade for food, Deep Sachem 23A or 24, I think it's 23A.
Rabbi, the Tzaduki presumably knew what the actual halacha was. He wasn't ignorant. Was he saying this because he was accusing Rav Yehuda of being a hypocrite and doing something that he shouldn't be doing?
100%. Exactly. The Tzaddikim tried very hard to prove that Talmid HaChacham were hypocrites. Yes, they wanted to prove that they're right, and the other ones are a bunch of fakers. So, yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Dr. Gemara Weiss. Well, yes.
The answer is Tzaddiki. He comes back to Hashem.
I have no idea. I wasn't there. I don't know the rest of the story. You can write it in, and you can make up the story.
It doesn't matter what you say. A Tzaduki is not going to...
Again, somebody asks you a question, you answer him.
A Tzaduki, I'm saying, these type of people are out to...
Somebody's telling you that you're making a Chil Hashem, that you're a bunch of fake, right? Shouldn't he answer? Don't think of my advice. Rabbi Yehuda Karazul Bei Medrasha Shakul Gulfak Yisrei. Rabbi Yehuda, when he went to the shul, took a gulf, I think it means a barrel, on his shoulder, so he should have one to sit on. See, it's kedai to work that I'm slumping this barrel. It's going to honor me. When I get there, I can sit on it instead of having to sit on the floor. They didn't have chairs there. They should run a chair campaign over there also. It would have maybe helped them. Reb Shimon, Shakul Tzanach Yisrael. Think Tzanach is a basket. Why this Gemara is here? What the purpose of this Gemara is right in the middle of it, I don't know. I don't know any reason why this Gemara was inserted here. Now, we are talking about Rabbi Yehuda, and we're going to talk about Rabbi Yehuda's poverty, which makes sense here because we're talking about how poor he is. But why he had to say that he slept it, I don't know. Okay, maybe. That's good. Maybe it's just big. Dr. Rashi, Dr. Rash, Myra Rabbi, Bali Roh, Kamaitra Yishtaker, Kriglani Tzidoi, Mikaiva Rash, from a headache. Shoka Gufu Akasre, Haniach, Leish of all of the base medish. Something in my right turn.
What's the tana?
Tana's a basket, I think. I don't know what Archie says, but I always thought tana was a basket. What did he say tana is? What?
Basket.
Okay, right. Something in my right turn. The visit of Rabbi Yehuda's wife, Nafkus went out. Nafkus Amra, she bought wool of the Galima de Hutvi. She made a very nice coat. I don't think it's a coat, it's a cloak. Whatever it is, it's something that both men and women can walk outside with. It's not a woman's clothing. It's not a man's clothing. It's a neutral clothing. It was a good coat. We'll see in a second how Hanavkas Lashuka, when she had to go out, mixed the bed, she wore it. Because Novak Rebuta Litsuye, and when he went to Davin, Habimichsei Matzli. He used to wear the same thing to go daven. You have to daven with mechumadika clothing. So this was the mechumadika clothing that he had. So he wore it when he needed it, and she wore it when she needed it. Kamichsebei. I mean, dressed himself with it. Habimavaruch baruch shaltani mil. He made a bracha, praised Hashem, that dressed me with a mil. Now this wasn't a mil. A mil is a more chashiv a beged. I think a mil is a big shirt, but it's a more chashiv a beged. To Rabbi Huda, this covering was his, he felt like he had a mil. He drove his Camry and he felt like he was driving a Cadillac. It meaning, to him, having this coat was something he never dreamed he would have such a nice coat that he could dive him with. So he thanked Hashem for giving me this hush of a clothing as if he had a much higher level clothing. Now, did he make this bracha all the time or not? Seems to be a shiloh. Most people said he said it when he bought it. When he bought it, he said, Baruch Shazani Mil. Others want to say he said it every time. I don't know. I can't imagine that he said it with a shame of Malchus every time. There is no such bracha that every day when you get, I mean, we do say Malbush Arumim every morning, but it's not for any specific clothing. When we buy a new item of clothing, that's chasha, we do make Shechiyanu. So he made Shatani Mil, because we paskin and brought the halacha that when you buy a new item of clothing, you can say Malbush Arumim. Some people, we don't say it. Some people don't say it. They say it when they're mechavim, when they say Malbush Arumim in the morning, on the new item of clothing they got. But he made Shatani Mil. But to say it every day, I didn't understand how he could say it with a shame of Malchus every day. But without a shame of Malchus, he could thank Hashem for giving me this beautiful piece of clothing.
He made up this
bracha. No, don't make up your own bracha. He was able to. You're not allowed to.
You can say Baruch Hashem many times.
Yeah, you can say Baruch Hashem every morning.
No, but
the shame of Malchus, you can't make up a bracha.
His wife also worked.
What?
His wife also worked.
Again, he did. Yeah, but I think I'll make it would have been the first time, not every subsequent time. Yes.
Do I recall correctly that the
meal
is what we would call, like,
nitrate,
sealed both front and back?
Could be. I don't know. Chuck Rashi. I can always say Rashi. Look, this armor, Lukach, Slach, Etzemer. Now, over here, this is a big tumult in Achreinim. I'll just mention it. I'm going to leave it up. Everybody do their own independent research for halacha l'maisa. So this is not a halacha l'maisa here. Why isn't this wearing a woman's clothing or she wearing a men's clothing? So there are two terutzim given because this becomes a very big issue. Some say because it was a neutral piece of clothing that both men and women could wear and there's no issur l'yubash on a neutral piece of clothing. That's what some say. Others say if it's miyuchah to one, even though here it wasn't miyuchah to one, but if it would be miyuchah to one, it's not so simple that the other one can wear it. But they say that any clothing that's not worn, but just for warmth, or to go daven, or something like that, not being worn with shame wearing the piece of clothing, but for an ulterior motive, there's no issur. Can a woman wear a man's coat? If it's this weather outside, many achrayim are matur. She is not wearing the man's coat to look like a man. She's wearing the man's coat because her husband has a warmer coat. Right? Can a man use a woman's umbrella? Most places can answer. They say if it's a red umbrella, or if Yitzchak Silverstein has a tshuva, he says, if it's a pink or red umbrella, a man should now take it out. That's why Yoba's given for Simla Zisha. It's for Yucha for women. Now, those some Paiskim would say, he's not wearing it only to protect himself from rain. That would be much. It's a machlok. I'm not paskining. I'm just informing. Right? So somebody asked him, this is, I just saw it in Shiloh, somebody gave his parents mugs, gave his father a mug, it said, the best father, or whatever it said, and it was white, and he gave his mother a pink mug, it said, the best mug, and the woman sees her husband drinking coffee out of her mug, and she doesn't like him using her mug. So she asked him, Yitzchak Zilberstein, is he ever Mayuba? So she can tell him that he can't use, I don't know if the shiloh ever happens, but Yitzchak Zilberstein shiloh could be, but it's beautiful shiloh. Is that considered, what's the name again? Mayuba. It's a pink mug. And since it's a pink mug, it's a woman's mug. And he's ever Mayuba, just like the pink umbrella. That's what he said, no. men drink from pink mugs. Also, a pink mug is not like a pink umbrella. You drink a mug at home, it's not considered miyuchad, and your husband is not being over while you're mug begging the procedure. I just saw this yesterday. I mean, I get a monthly thing from Ripka Zuberstein of 130 pages every month of every Shiloh you can possibly not think of, and he has it. So,
It wasn't thought. That's the problem. The question is, where do you get is this with Yilbash? Who says there's anything to do with
Ah, beautiful, beautiful. So it's in the Farish. So it's in the Farish Targum Yedison. On the Pasuk of the Yilbash Gever Simlas Isha. And it says the other way also, I forgot the Lashna Pasuk, Rabbi Schultz will remind me. The Targum Yedison says a woman is not allowed to hold a gun, bear arms, because she's over the issue of having a clothing of a man. So she states the Farish in Targum Yedison on the Pasuk of the Yilbash Gever Simlas Isha. The Layir Kriv Yever Alisha, I think it says.
Wear a gun or bear arms?
Kli Zion. He uses the word Kli Zion.
Okay, Kli Zion.
I'm not getting it. Kli Zion, he says, is not his husband. Now, whether she needs it for protection when she goes out, I'm not yet. This is not how Halacha Lemaisa is here. I just informed you that it's the Farish in Halacha that anything that men is used only strictly by men, not by women, is a Shaila of.
Things change socially, so they can't.
Again,
so pink is not so.
Again, he said that the pink cup, pink umbrellas. I rarely see men walking with pink umbrellas. I don't know about you. Maybe in what's the name again? In that section of Brooklyn in Manhattan.
You're talking about Greenwich Village?
Yeah, Greenwich Village, maybe. Maybe there they wear pink umbrellas. They have other problems also. But not in Cleveland Heights, I have not seen very few men walking with pink umbrellas.
I think that would be a excuse compared to what you usually do. I would point out, I don't think you'd mind me saying this, that one time I encountered one of the people who I truly admire in this community, is Ruth Wolf. Who I don't think anyone has any questions on, and he was wearing a tie, and I mentioned to him that my wife says that men who wear pink ties are secure in their masculinity, and I thought Ari was going to stop breathing. Almost fell to the ground.
Okay, let's move on. Yeah.
There is a mafarish in Nazir. Says,
right, that's how he quotes that, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein. She used the yaseid, not a sword, to kill Sisera because she didn't want to be Iver La'yeh Kligavar Alisha. Yeah, he quotes that Mepharish.
What did she use?
She used the peg to kill Sisera. She didn't want to use a sword. The Mepharish says, he quotes it, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein quotes it, that he knew it, yes. He happens to know a lot, very a lot. To read his chulas every month, he's just getting blown away by the amount of knowledge the man has, from everything to anything. But anyway, in there he says, he quotes that. So he says a pink cup doesn't qualify, a clink mug. That was his psak. I just want to tell you, but that was his psak along. Okay, let's move on. He had a shayla, by the way, I hate to waste time, but this is a shayla. During COVID, the Israeli government sent people to check up if they're staying indoors. So they called your cell phone, and if you entered on your cell phone, or they asked you to come to the window so they could see that you're in your house. So there's a guy that went to shul, and he left his cell phone at home, and he told his wife, you never know who's going to call. They call, they say, go to the window. Now her husband's not home. So she quickly took her Shabbos talus and put it on herself and walked to the window wearing the talus. And the officer said, fine, and he went back. So she wanted to know, was she over wearing her husband's talus and wearing Kli Gever Alisha? Because she put on the talus to go to the window because she didn't want her husband fined. So he paskened, that was another Shiloh in Yitzchak Zilberstein a few years ago, and he paskened that she wasn't over because she didn't do it to wear it. She did it for an ulterior motive, and therefore she wasn't over. But that's, again, I'm just saying. These are the shaylos. I get these every month. It's beautiful. Fight them.
I would say one thing. In answer to the original question, I can think of some person who simply would have said, tell your husband not to wear the coffee cup on his head.
Right.
I can see either of you said that, because I don't think usually, but if my wife would want is going to hold outside. I don't know if I can give her my coat to wear.
What you do at home is not my business. I just don't take my advice. As long as your wife doesn't call to complain, it's not my business.
Please give
her the coat. Don't take my advice. Gazer Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Tanisa. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel was Gazer Tanis. Reb Yehuda was asking Lebe Tanisa. Reb Yehuda didn't go because he didn't have a coat to wear, and he wasn't going to go out this way to the Beis Medrash. Right, they were going to daven on a Tanis, and he wasn't going to go this way. His wife had the coat; she was out in the marketplace. Amar le Yitzchak Suya. Why didn't he go? No. But the Gemara says they asked him, Amar Leila Yitzchak Suya, you don't have a coat? Shadalei Glima. So they sent him a coat. They went and sent him a new coat. Here is a coat that you can have for your own use. You don't have to share your coat with your wife. Loi Kibble. He didn't accept it. He didn't want to take presents from anybody. So Dali shifts up. Now this is an amazing story. He picked up a mat that he was sitting on. Take a look how much money I have. And Alpinez was full of coins. He picked it up. He said, take a look. Look what I have. You think I'm poor? I don't want to have extra pleasure. Having my own coat is extra pleasure. I'd rather share with my wife than have my own coat. Now this whole thing was an ace. He was poor, didn't have anything. But he knew that the Rebbeinu Shem would make an ace for him. You know, it was like simple. Here, take a look what I have. And he opens the mat. He picks up the mat. Full of coins. That's under his mattress. Right there. Zach Zerash. Dolly Tivsa. He gave me Amachtelus. The Samach of an ace. To him, he's confident that the Rebbeinu Shem would make an ace. Shiyur Shamas. To him, it was simple.
That's Richard.
He did it. What? What?
That's what the count on an ace.
If you're a Yehuda, and what would have happened if nothing would have been there? Nothing. He would have been embarrassed that he told the guy he has money. That's all. When you're a Yehuda, you do these things. You know what I mean? Different. They live in a different sphere. They don't live in the same world I live. They never lived. They lived in a different world. That's my advice.
There's a problem with what you said, which is that the Talmud does not say everything that happens. It says the things that happen to them, which are of utility to us.
Right.
And this is a problematic.
No, it's not, because we have to realize that there are people, even in our generation, that might be able to do this. It's a limit to us, too. You can reach that madrigal. You have a long way to go, but you can reach
the madrigal. From the wife of the bread, and we know...
So it's another story, that's all. That's all you're saying.
You know, sin kills, not
an ass. Right. That's my right. Rabbi Kiva, now we're going to have the story of Rabbi Kiva. Let me just explain. This is quoted twice in Shas, and it's also quoted in Yerushalmi, and there are minor detail differences in all three places. So why there are minor detail differences, I don't know, but we're going to learn the Nedarim version of the story. Now, it might not be the same as the English printed tales of the Talmud, wherever it is that they quote the story. They might be quoting a different version of the story, but we're learning the Masechta's Nedarim version of the story, minor differences. Not something that changes the thrust of the story. Everybody and his brother knows this story. The Mekiva is conditionally brought to the Kalba Sabua. The daughter of Kalba Sabua, who was one of the richest people in Yerushalayim, in the world, or in the Eretz Yisrael, I should say, became Mekadeshes to him. Her. Shama Kalba Sabua. The father got very upset. Adri Hanoa Mikol Nirsei. He banned her from having any pleasure from his property. So here is the daughter of one of the richest people marrying a shepherd. Rebbe Kiva was a Rayat Zayin. He was a shepherd. And she saw in him potential. His midas were exemplary. There is a Maritz Chias based on a Chazal. He didn't make it up. That the Gemara in Shabbos that talks about a worker that worked for 3 years and came to get his salary, and the boss had no money, and he went home and didn't complain. And then the boss came to him and said, what did you think when I told you this and this? He was Danim Lekav Schus the whole time. Dr. Maritz Chias, it was Rabbi Kiva before he learned. He had exemplary meters, even at that point. What? It was Kabbalah Tzavuah's help? That I didn't know. That I don't think the Maritz Chias said. I think he said to Rabbi Kiva, again, I don't remember clearly, it's Maritz Chias' job.
She was a
Tan? No.
The Kondach HaSeh HaSeh HaSeh
No, we call Nixay.
That's on Nixay, okay.
Asma ben Sibelai Besus. So Tyson says to Kasha. Tyson says to Kasha. That's what Tyson says. He had kinder on Tamina Chachamim. Had nothing to do with the meters. His meters were fine. He just felt ostracized by Tamina Chachamim. Tyson says to Kasha. I believe meant Tyson was days. The last Amid in the fourth parish? Or the third parish? It's the last Amid days. I think it's in the third parish. Tyson says to Kasha. Yes, right. Again, it said, Kachamar. It doesn't say, I have jealousy. It says, I would bite him like a donkey.
Oh. So, what was the answer to that question?
So, Tyson says he had beautiful meters, but there he felt that they were ostracizing him. So, therefore, he felt like I would, you know, it's not right the way they're treating
him.
It's
not a great meter.
I said,
you didn't excuse
me. I know. Do you have a psalm there?
Because they wouldn't come close to
an Amharic. Exactly. There's a psalm right over there, Rabbi Schultz. There's one here by the Matifta. Right in the middle shelf here. Middle, right here.
How do you think we feel now that...
Right, the text is either Gemara and Sachem, and the text is that not he hated Tamid HaChachamim, he thought they're being haughty for no reason. And the Tamid HaChachamim were hating them, they didn't let him touch him. So therefore, he was very good, he was very sorry and everything, but he felt he was being treated, mistreated by Tamid HaChachamim, he felt that they were acting wrong. He was trying to stand up for what he thought was the truth. Anyway, let's move on. So, if Tamina says, Aslam is Tamina says, she married him in the winter. Habiganu Beitivna, they lived in a stable, that's where they lived, and slept on straw. They couldn't afford a mattress. They slept on straw. Habikaminkit Beitivna Mimazi, it's Machlekis Rishayna, was she picking the hair, the straw out of his hair? Was he picking the straw out of her hair? Two ways to learn, decide which way you want to go. Amalah Yabili Ramina Lach Yishlaim the Tava. If I had it, I would make you a Yishlaim Shozav, an ear Shozav. The Gemara in Shabbos talks about a fancy takshit that's an ear Shozav. He made it for her. Later on, when he became rich, just let me finish, he made her an ear Shozav. Yerushalmi in Shabbos says that Rabbi Gamliel's wife came to her husband and said, why don't you get me the same piece of jewelry that Rabbi Kiva got his wife? Shouldn't I get the same kind of jewelry? And Gamliel was a Nazi. So she said to her, he said to her, when you sell your head covering so your husband can learn, that's when you deserve an ear shows off. Rabbi Kiva's wife sold her head covering so her husband should be able to learn. That's what the Yishalmi said. So he answered her, she earned her ear shows off. She didn't get it as a present. Samazah. He promised her, it's a piece of jewelry made out of gold. They wore it. There's a big machlokes. Whether they wore it across their forehead or they wore it across their chest. It's not like it. So whatever you say, you have a shaynim to support you. Like it. Asher Elio, this is a fabulous detail here. Elio comes, Elio Anabi. Idmul and Kanashi, he comes in as a person. Elio can come as a malach. Elio can come as a person. He came as a person. With Zakari Ababa, and he knocked in the door. Amalu, when he says to Bekiva and his wife, how will you put to the tip of the chain? Give me a little straw. The Yolatis Itzi, my wife gave birth. The Leslie Madame Laguna, I have nothing to put under her. I could use straw. She should rest on straw. She just gave birth. That's what he said. So Amalei Bekiva Itzi, Chazi Gavra Dafila Tivna Layasle. Look at this person. He doesn't even have straw. He's poorer than we are. Now, you see a few things up here. Number one, you see that it's okay to take consolation from the fact that somebody has something worse than you. You would think. But the answer is, the fact that you see somebody has worse than you makes you feel better. And that you can feel, it's mutter to do that. It's 100%. If not, why would Eliyahu put him in this thing? He tells his wife, you see, your Bani Shem takes care of us. We have straw. Nabach, that year doesn't even have straw. The other problem is Rabbi Yoel Navi lied. He didn't have a wife that gave birth, and she wasn't missing straw. They bring a raya here, and when you're trying to give people chizuk, you can say a lie. It's a big chizuk you're saying. I'm not paskining halacha l'maisa, but I'm trying to bring a raya from here that you can lie in order to give a person. Eliyahu HaNavi didn't have a wife, and he didn't. I mean, he might have had a wife, but he wasn't. Shiloh was still married to her or not. But I don't know if she was still alive. And he didn't have a wife that just gave birth that he needed straw for. And he came and concocted the story. Now, it could be he's not Mitzvah Mitzvah at that point. He can lie. I don't know. I'm not here to pass the Shiloh. I'm just pointing it out. Yes?
Well, he's still alive. He didn't die.
It's a Shiloh. It's a big Shiloh. Chalon talks about it, I believe, in Yevamos or Pesachim. Eishes Eliyahu, was she mutter or not? Was she mutter to get remarried? When Eliyahu went to Shemayim, was she mutter or not? This is a big Shiloh. I'm not getting involved now. This is not the subject.
I know you don't like to choose between, but it seems the second one is more solid than the first answer, because there are things...
Not first answer. It's two different...
Well, two different stud, but the first stud, there are things that you tell women which are not necessarily the entire meaning of something.
Thought could be. Anyway.
Can lie to get stuck.
What?
Lie to get what's stuck.
Doesn't say that. Well, I don't know what the cycle is. Yeah, big deal. The straw was hefker. You know what I mean?
It
was. I assume he did. I believe it was a very big Balmidas. I think he would share some of his straw. Straw was hefker, you know what I mean? Straw was free. Right, sir. On the way, so she said to him, Zil, have you be Rav? Go learn. Also, he went. Have you tied to Sri Shneen, Kameh, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua? He spent 12 years by Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua. The Mishnah tied to Sri Shneen. At the end of 12 years, Kazel Abese, he came home. Shammah ben Achai Rebese, he heard from the back of his house. The Kamalachad Rashul Divisu. That a Russian was telling his wife, you know, your father was right. First of all, he was never comparable to you anyway. Some want to say, because there are two reasons. Financial status, you're a daughter of a billionaire, and you're marrying this poor shepherd. That it's not culturally acceptable. Others want to say, Rabbi Akiva was a Ben Gerim. Rabbi Akiva's Yichus came from Gerim. He comes from Gerim, and you come from the Malchashos to families. They don't usually marry. You had no business marrying him. Beyond, and besides for that, he told her.
I'm really bothered by that, because this parsha says that one show that Moshe and Aaron came from Yichus. We're talking about the leaders, and we're sharing the leader of the Yichus that he had. And I once heard from someone, oh, we couldn't hire this person. And they proved, I don't want to say, as a dean or something, because the Yichus wasn't there. Is that really something?
Okay, I'm not here. This is a subject in itself. This is on many levels a subject. In halacha, you're not allowed to point the ger to a position of authority, whatever that means. That's a halacha. A ger can't be a reshiva. Now, that's a shayla. Some people hold the reshiva is not a position of authority. He's working for his talmidim. He happens to be an employee of his talmidim. That's what someone will learn. But a ger cannot be appointed to a bezin. Shiloh, Mamanus, yes. And the Fushes, for sure not. There are limitations that are because Yisrael Pasim Alecha, Mikarev Achecha, we learn out that any position of authority, whatever authority that means, and I'm not here to learn Halacha L'maisa, a ger can't be appointed to. Now, this is a Ben Gerim. Right? Avraham Avinu was also a ger. Yitzchak was already a Miuchas. He had Avraham Avinu as a father. Rabbi Akiva came, obviously, from not the Chash. I don't know who his father was. Must have been a fine Jew. But he came from Gerim, and what?
Yosef.
Okay, I'll give him a Yosef, right. So, you're right. But he must have been a fine Jew. But again, you're coming from a very Meyukhasnik family, and culturally, that's not acceptable. Culturally, that's not acceptable. I know Clayton McGrabber once told somebody he wanted to be Mishalach with a Ger. So Klaizim Rebbe said, I know the Mechutin. Avraham Avinu is the Mechutin. He's the father of all Gerim. Again, the Mechutin, he said, I know the Mechutin very well. That's what he answered. Again, that doesn't mean that was his answer to that one question. He said, the guy said, I want to sign up to Gerim. He said, Again, the Mechutin. I know very well the Chazvi, Avraham Avinu. Again, I want to stay away from getting off the subject.
I noticed you skipped over Shmuel.
Right.
You heard from that running yeshiva?
I didn't say that. I said Deshaila and Paiskim.
What?
Deshaila and Paiskim.
Is
yeah, some people say a receiver is an employee, not an employer. Right. He left you a live widow, meaning a non-widow, but a widow if he's not around for 12 years. If he would listen to me, let him stay another 12 years. Amar Bekiva said, she gave me permission, I'm going right back. Okay, so he went back for another 12 years. Let's do the rush. Dr. Rush, the Kalbasua Asher Godlai disappeared from the cell, can read the Lakshlam the Tava, immediately simple, could have enough money, as Lakshlam Shazav, a Torah, right? The Rush learned it to crap, Unhanikos here Shazav, the Kain Asala, and the Isabeg Mamesha. Asilio, the Lenachma Mitzarchus Reinam, to console them for the fact that they have no money. Mitana is lighter. Now, this is the famous part that they quote 55 people that said it. I heard it when I was a bacher near Yisrofer Baron. When I came to Cleveland, I heard it from Rav Gifter. And then I heard it from Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. So three people at least were quoted to say the same part. Why didn't he go in and say hi? He's there. His wife's right there. Walk in and say, hello, I'm going back. And everybody says the same lesson. 2 × 12 in this year in 20. 2 × 12 don't equal 24. It's a hefsik. He didn't want to be mafsik. I heard it when I was a bacher in Israel. They said it over from a barn. When I came to Cleveland, they said Rav Gifter. They quoted him all the time. They heard him say 2 × 12 in this. I'm not doubting it. I think all three said it. And in the Sifta Gemara, they quoted from Chaim Soloveitchik. The same part. You go in, you take a hefsik, it's not the same. A break is a break. That's, again, do whatever you want with the part. I'm going back.
The moms are allowed to come to a shul.
Yes.
Is he allowed to run a yeshiva?
No.
Moms are no.
I don't think so. Like them.
It's about accounted in 10 people.
What?
If the moms are counted in 10 people.
Yes.
He is allowed to be president of the United States.
Yeah, he can be president. I take it.